Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
16251104011 0013 1228. 1228,
okay, let me see. Is this Avon Consulting Group?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, let's see what I got here. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Mofayos. I'm the principal of the company.
Raphael?
No, Mofayos.
Can you spell it for me?
M-O-E?
Uh-huh.
F-A-Y-A-Z.
F-A-Y-E-Z?
A-Z.
A-Z, okay. And your last name, sir?
That was my last name, F-A-Y-A-Z.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Last name,
okay.
M-O-E.
Gotcha. My mistake. And what's the best room to reach you at, Mo?
This is my cell phone, 310-990-8388. 8388,
okay. Just in case we get disconnected. You said 310-990-8388?
Yes.
Yes. Where are you based out of?
In San Diego.
Oh, you are in San Diego. Okay.
Yeah. Let me just confirm some information with you real quick, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. We got 11 Coastal Oak, Aliso Viejo, California. Is that correct?
So that is our California address. You have a base in Las Vegas, too. That's correct.
Okay, that's your billing address, right?
Letter. Yeah.
Okay.
I received this letter from Bank of Cardiff. Can you elaborate more about what is this financial system? I never heard of that.
Yeah, I'll be happy to give you some information. Let me just confirm the rest of the info I have here on file. Are you the 100% owner?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, and is it a sole proprietorship, an S-Corp, LLC?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. Do you guys have a website?
Yes.
What's your website?
Avon is www.avancg.com.
CG.com. Okay. And what about an email for you, Mo?
moe.faz@avancg.com.
Okay. And then how long have you guys been in business?
Company has been incorporated since middle of 2014, but we've been actively making transactions December 2015 forward.
Okay, cool. So you're incorporated since mid-2014, and then you started doing actual transactions December 2015, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I got your file here. Looks like it was a pre-approval for some working capital and equipment financing. So yeah, I'd be happy to lead you in that direction if you have any questions or if you had any specific needs.
I want to get to know the Bank of Cardiff first.
Yeah.
Where is this bank is based out of, and... What is this offer letter all about?
Yeah, so we've been in business 14 years. We're one of the first companies to do working capital financing, and we also do equipment financing. Your pre-approvals for up to $250K for working capital, and then
where did you get that source of pre-approval based on what?
Let me see. It looks like it was based off of some financing you did with Citibank earlier this year. There was a UCC filing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're kind of like not affiliated, but we operate in the same network. We have a lot of mutual customers. So based on that relationship, and your like your credit profile sort of thing, we mailed you a couple of offers, thought you might be a good fit for us. We mail these offers out periodically. But yeah, do you guys have any needs right now, like for the business?
I want to know what you can offer. I have a multiple line of credit. I want to expand that, but would your company be able to offer a line of credit?
Yeah, we do lines of credit. So you said you have lines of credit right now?
Actually, I have one with Wells Fargo and one another one with U.S. Bank.
Are those for the business or those are personal ones?
Business.
Okay. So are they just not enough cat? Like you need more or?
On the speed that I'm growing. I mean, I want to make sure that I have enough funding to be able to sustain the growth. As I said, December last year we started offering service to Tier 1 carrier, and we've been on a track to hit probably around $400,000 revenue in next 2 months, and you know it's growing, and but you know now they are asking me for to provide them with more warehouses, offer more project manager, and you know they're asking for more type of service. So not because we are short in cash as we speak, but I'm trying to you know to do some financial forecast and try to. If I want to double my revenue or triple that, then I need to be able to secure some line of credit or some source to be able to ramp up with the speed of the demand. That's basically what I'm trying to explore.
Okay.
If that would be a case, is if Bank of Cardiff would, you said, I mean, you're offering also the lines of credit too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So let me take a look really quick. So you said you're growing really fast. Obviously, to support the rapid growth, you need some sort of funding because there's a gap, right? So you have you know you're collecting from your customers, but it you know you don't always collect the money right away. And as you're collecting, you want to begin new projects as well, right? So instead of waiting, you want to grow fast. So yeah, that's kind of like.
And you know not as I said, not because I'm short in cash, and even some of those line of credit, I'm not using it, but. It's a good security that you have and go and chase more business. You know what I'm saying? When you have line of credit and say, okay, now I feel more secure, more comfortable to go and sell more. This is the type of the nature of the business.
Right. You're smart. You're planning ahead.
Yeah.
So you want to be able to bid on jobs confidently and know that you'll be able to support that growth. So what do you guys do exactly?
We provide engineering service. By engineering, I mean some sort of a scripting software, and field engineering for a wireless carrier. Like my main customer is AT&T.
Oh, wow.
And we do software upgrade. We do capacity augmentation. We do configuration adjustment, configuration management for their cell site.
Oh,
and
very cool!
By offering that, we offer benchmark testing, data collection, parameter adjustment and optimization, and other services for K1 carrier.
Okay, so you guys do like big data testing and
you know,
analysis.
Big data is not in our portfolio as we speak, but there are a couple of scientists that I'm speaking with. They're interested to offer some sort of help. In terms of developing solution and the relationship that I have with the carrier might be a good fit for us to work together, but not as per se that I have data scientists on my payroll or my staff as we speak, because you need to be very very clear with those people, because they are very expensive people, and unless you have really good business plan, you know, built and created. Which you have like some sort of sponsorship from a customer, I think it's going to be very risky to spend money without knowing what the outcome is.
Right. So how did you land AT&T as a customer, as such a new business? That's pretty remarkable.
I used to work for AT&T for 15 years, well, not for almost 12 years, and then I joined one of the service provider to AT&T. I was vice president of the solution and sales, and then I quit that company last December. And basically, I started on my own and using the same relationship.
That's
and
awesome.
I have a electrical engineering background. I have an RF engineering background, and it helped. I understand exactly what they want, and
big time.
I can find the right competency. What type of project I can, you know, support, and what type of competency I need to bring on the staff.
So did you do like similar stuff at AT&T? You're on the software side, or what did you do over there?
Yeah, I was RF engineer for 12 years. Prior to that, I was with Ericsson in Dallas. Prior to that, I was with Siemens in Europe before I came.
Oh, very cool. Are you from LA? I noticed your phone number is from LA.
I live in Aliceville. It's 11 Coastal Walk is our home office, but our base is in Las Vegas. But I live here. I live in California. I can't tolerate the heat in Las Vegas.
I know, man. It's insane. I went there this past summer, for like a weekend for a buddy's birthday, and it was just too hot. It was like 120 degrees during the day. We went to a club, like outdoor club, and it was not fun at all. You need to be inside.
Either you need to tolerate the smoke or heat. You
Right.
cannot avoid one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So you said you already have a line of credit with Wells Fargo and US Bank. What do you have? What did they offer to you? How much?
I have 35,000 with Wells Fargo and $30,000 with the US Bank.
Okay, so 35 with Wells Fargo and 30 with US Bank,
Yeah,
right?
30,000, yeah.
Okay. Have you had to use them yet or no?
No, very
Okay.
minimal, probably $1,000, and then I
Okay.
pay that back too.
Cool. Just kind of
But as
testing
I
the
said, you know,
waters.
all I'm looking for is not, I'm not really desperate immediately for cash, but
Right. You're
I'm
planning
looking
ahead.
for some exactly.
Yeah.
Because I'm planning first quarter 2017 now, and the way that I see the forecast and demand, we could be, I mean, we will be able to double our revenue and effort as we are doing this month. So
So how do you forecast? Do you use like pro forma balance sheets or what do you do to forecast?
you know, I have MBA, so I use
Nice.
my own calculation. So
There you
the way
go.
that I forecast, or basically, and I used to work as a sales for the previous company for 5 years. So the way that I do that, I rank all those opportunities, the people I know, and the client that I have contract with. In addition to AT&T, I'm signing a contract master service agreement with Crown Castle. And Bechtel, and there is one more, MasTec. And I try to be local and be very selective in terms of the region. I want to cover in California, Southern California primarily, in some extent in Las Vegas. And that's it. I don't want to really take that the risk and go and do multiple states, because it's going to be very expensive and very difficult to guarantee quality and, you know,
Right.
staff it, find the right people. So basically, based on the area that I'm supporting service, the tier one, I try to use like a vertical, reach out to multiple carrier like a T-Mobile I'm negotiating to get the contract, and as I said, Crown Castle and Bechtel and vendor like that, so I can leverage the resources that I have, offering it to multiple vendor. Multiple customers.
Yeah, I was gonna say SoCal and Vegas have pretty much big enough market on their own that
Yeah,
you could probably
LA by
grow.
itself.
Right. So much opportunity in LA, especially. Yeah. Okay. So you didn't have like a, did you have like a specific dollar amount that you're looking for? Because in addition to line of credit, we do working capital financing as well, which is meant to be used like on something specific. So like say for example, you had this project coming up that you needed say 100 grand, you know, just for all the upfront costs. And this project takes say 6 months to make money on, and you needed something to fund it, obviously, until you get paid for it. So what we would do is set
You
you up
know,
on.
probably in 6 months, I might be in that position
Yeah.
to be specific on the funding and the project, so I can prorate it, because I know what you're offering. That will be like a payment in 2 years or 3 years. I don't need that as of now. But
Right.
what, as I said, what I need is
Cool.
just lining up a line of credit, right?
Right.
And based on my forecast, so I can, you know, I can expand myself. But if I exhaust my line of credit, definitely I will come back to you. If I like, I mean, your line of credit and terms of negotiation, then certainly we can have that dialogue as well. But not at this point.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I was just throwing that out there. My goal is definitely to build a relationship so we can be there for you for the life of your business. So you obviously have
And the
your.
fact that you mentioned you got our profile, basically Citi is a mitigation between AT&T and us. So the good thing with Citi, they call it the early payment option that I signed up with the Citi. So Citi financing my receivable from AT&T. Let's
Oh,
say,
interesting.
and with the very, very low, it's called like a fraction of a London interexchange, whatever they call it, London interbank rate, something like
Yeah,
that.
the LIBOR rate.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a fraction of that, Citibank is financing my receivables. AT&T net payment term is 2 months, or some of the POD are 3 months. So the moment that I got like invoices approved by AT&T, Citi take control of that and pay me ahead of time in advance and get a cut of for 2 months with the very low interest rate.
Yeah. Or they take like a small percentage or something of your receivables, basically, right? Yeah, okay, gotcha. It's like a factoring program, they're called, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, those work really well for a lot of... Some people hate it, but if it works well, that's awesome.
The rate is perfect. I mean, I cannot really imagine. I mean,
it's convenient. I mean, if it weren't for that, you wouldn't be able to spend money on new projects, you know what I mean? Because sometimes... What are your receivables like? Is it like a net 30 or net 60 or something? Or
it depends to... My receivable from AT&T is 2 months, 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a contractor that, you know, I try to, you know, accommodate them. Sometimes they pay them 30 days. Some of them, we have agreement for 45 days. So it's very convenient to have to secure cash and make sure that your subcontractor, they are happy. And they always come back and support you for your next job.
Yeah. So I know you're a pretty new business, but do you have like a average rate of return that you get on any of your investments? Like if you were to invest $1 million, how much do you think you'd return on that?
You know, the way that we are operating is very lean operation. It's me. I have two people as a permanent. I have a controller. And we are able to make more than 40%, around 40% margin on the job that we are supporting. But having said that, we are really lean on the in terms of the delivery now.
Right.
The return might go a couple of percent lower when we expand, you know.
Right.
More organized. But it's one of the niche markets. The type of service that we are offering is there are not so many competition here.
Mm-hmm.
Either the big OEM vendor like Ericsson and Alcatel-Lucent or Nokia offering, or there are very limited number of vendors like us that they can replicate their solution.
That's awesome. Sounds like a great market to be in. Yeah, sounds like a good market, unique opportunities, not a lot of competitors. Very good. Let me see. Okay. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's very good. No, it's very good.
Okay, cool. Shouldn't be any issues there. The only challenge is just going to be that you're a startup. So, you know, typically, like, for a business been around for, like, 5 years, we want to get you, you know, a huge line of credit. And we can still help you. We actually do startups. Hopefully, we can get you something that will just kind of supplement what you have with Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank. I'd definitely like to see what we can do for you. have you applied anywhere else for a line of credit so far, or just Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank?
No, just Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank.
No. Okay. Okay, cool. So just to tell you a little bit about the process. It's a one-page credit application, and then we need 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then we need your 2015 tax return. But did you even file a return for 2015 since you started in December?
I did file for a tax return.
Uh-huh.
It was some computer software that I bought. It was like a minus like $10,000. But
okay,
this year, it was just, you know, preparation for...
Right. Okay,
this
cool.
This year is pretty good, yeah.
Okay, cool. So last year, since you weren't really operating, you just have one expense in there for $10,000. And then this year, you mentioned $400,000. Is that what you've done so far this year, or is that what you're projecting?
Because some of the projects, they are all going to be bundled for the last quarter, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I can go back and check. Probably we hit 220 so far, around 220.
Okay,
so
cool.
They have a backlog of around $50,000 that we are working to deliver this month.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to prorate it for next 3 months. So it's going to reach around between 350 to 400 probably.
Okay, cool. And who do you actually bank with? Do you bank with Wells Fargo?
Originally, my checking business account is with Wells Fargo. My personal is with U.S. Bank, but I have this line of credit also with U.S. Bank for business.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Okay, I think we covered everything.
Would you be kind to share some of the term, like What would be the, you know, approximate rate and the...
Yeah, of course. So I'm just going to tell you the majority of our customers are either doing working capital or equipment financing, and the line of credit often is like supplemental to the working capital. But if you just want, if you're just looking for a line of credit, we can do that as well. As far as interest rates go, it really depends. I mean, there's some programs that start at 0% for 6 months, you know, different things like that as like a promo. But it's going to be probably a little bit more expensive than the bank that you actually have your checking account with.
Obviously,
because it's secured by your checking account. So they're able to get you a lower interest rate because it lowers risk associated with it, right? So I would say it's probably safe. I'm not sure exactly what your rate's going to be, but I would say it's safe to say maybe a couple points above your above what you have with Wells Fargo or U.S.
And
Bank.
Is it like if I use it, then I pay the interest? If I don't, I'm not obligated to...
Exactly. Okay. If it's just sitting there, you're not paying anything. There's no fees or anything like that. There's also no fees for applying either. So what I really want to do is see, you know, just get started so we can build a relationship, see what we can do for you with the line of credit. And then maybe down the line, if you have any extra needs for the working capital, we can help you out with that as well. But also keep in mind, we do equipment financing. I'm sure you're going to end up needing to bring on like a couple trucks or something, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
You have my email address, right? Can you send me the application?
Yeah, it's just to double check. It's MoFi. It's MoFayaz@avancg.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna send you the application info right now, and then my direct line will be in there, so you have my direct phone number. Do you want to write down my direct phone number right now, just in case?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
And your name too.
Yeah. You ready?
Your name. Yes.
Yeah. So my name is Julian Martinez. It's Julian.
Julian Martinez.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then my my direct line is 858-779-0931.
0931.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so you should be getting the email within the next...
How long have you been with the company?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been with the company with the Bank of Cardiff?
It'll actually be a year on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, my back. Thanks, man. Yeah, I have a finance degree from San Diego State, and then I'm a MBA student in the evening. Are you familiar with UCSD or no?
Yes, you know, I mean, AT&T's office is they are in Trade Street, close to Balboa.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's pretty close.
I love San Diego. It's a very kind of unique city. I mean, it got everything on it.
It is. There's a lot.
It has the beaches. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not crazy crowded like LA is. You know, I mean, it has. I'd be so lucky if I end up living here for the rest of my life. I'm born and raised in San Diego, so if I could spend the rest of my life here, I'd be very happy. So.
You will, if you want, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the other day I had a sidewalk with one of my engineers. I went there to supervise to see how they are doing. The site was located in Century City. It was close to UCLA.
And I
started like 5:45 in the morning. I want to hit the traffic before rush hour. I got there by 9 a.m.
Oh my gosh!
Almost three hours. And I know people that they do this commute on a daily basis, and
isn't it crazy? I can't wait till we all have automated cars.
Doesn't matter because you know it. Technically, you're going to be stuck in 4 or 5. For 40 miles, it's going to take you at least 3 hours to get home.
It's insane. I don't know how people do it.
If you leave at 3, 4, it's just rush hour from 2 to 7 or 8 o'clock.
Yep. I've been in traffic in LA at like 11 at night. Yeah, my dad lives in LA. He actually works in Century City, so I'm very familiar.
What part of LA? Talking about.
Yeah, he lives in.
I call that the junction 10 and 405, half an hour junction.
Yeah, man.
By the time you get to the 10 and the 405. It's going to take you half an hour to clear that joint.
Oh, yeah. I actually used to live in L.A., kind of around UCLA area. And just to go to the grocery store, just grocery store 1 mile away, it would take me 20 minutes to get there. I don't know how people do it. I avoid LA at all costs, though. I love it. There's a lot of cool things about LA. There's so much cool things to do, a lot of history. And, of course, you got, you know, I'm a Clippers fan. You got the Clippers there. So usually I'll drive up to LA to see my dad and then to watch the Clippers a couple times a year. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Julian, good chatting with you, and looking forward to your email.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mo. Appreciate my pleasure to chat with you as well. I'm going to send you the email right now. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions in the meantime, okay? Okay. I'll probably follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure you got the email and everything.
All right, no worries. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. My pleasure. Bye-bye.